We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com. Be my baby, come on, be my baby. I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, be my baby. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
You may have heard, I have some news to share with you.
Entertainment Schmidt with Jen and Tim.
Or just Jen.
Yeah. I wasn't planning on doing anything.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in February for just $10 a month and no contract or free enrollment. Feel free to chime in. You've waited 16 years for it. The Friends reunion is happening.
What does that mean? I don't want to get my hopes up, and it's like it's a Tostitos commercial they're doing together, you know?
It's for HBO Max. When HBO Max launches, we don't have a launch date yet, but the show's producers will be on hand too.
Right, Kaufman Crane?
Yeah.
Legends.
They're all going to sit around and talk about the show. They're not going to be doing a scripted new version of Friends. That is not happening.
Oh.
But for just sitting around and talking about the show, they're each getting paid between $2.5 to $3 million.
Worth it.
Like they did back in the day, they negotiated as a group.
Which is even more interesting now. It's one thing when they're all a bunch of 20-somethings starting out and, you know, what's-her-name already had some credits and stuff. But now, they have different, very different paths.
Yeah.
None of them are, like, useless.
Right. But I think if you're Jennifer Aniston, you're like, I'm going to help Schwimmer out a little bit. He needs, yeah. I mean, I know he's a director now or something, but.
Yeah, they're all doing all right.
She's like, I don't need the money.
One shot deal, just like a special?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think? Like a 60-minute thing? 60 minutes of them just hanging out at Central Park?
Maybe.
Interesting.
Let me just say this. If it's a clip show where they show old clips from the show, this needs to be more than an hour long.
Yeah. What do you guys want out of that? Do you want a clip show where they're like, oh, I remember when we shot that? Or do you just want them catching up now? Like, what? Best case scenario, you got 60 minutes of all six of them. What do you want from that show as a fan?
I just want them all talking with one another, seeing them interact, not in character, and yes, sitting on the set of Central Perk, for sure.
And talking about some of their favorite moments and some of their iconic scenes. Yeah, I could see that.
Behind the scenes stuff that we didn't know about, some little nuggets.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that's what we'll get. That'll be good.
I'm excited. Sonic the Hedgehog, number one at the box office, no surprise.
Again, right? Is that 2 weeks in a row?
26.3 million. Call of the Wild with Harrison Ford, 24.8 million.
I can't get excited about it. I mean, sure, it's good, but that's just not a...
I think so many people were forced to read that book in middle school and high school that you're not sitting through a movie version of it.
Yeah, because it's just him and the dog just taking on the wilderness, right?
Spoiler alert.
I mean, do they come out on top?
18th season premiere of The Voice tonight on NBC, and The Bachelor Final 3 go to Australia. They go to the Gold Coast. Were you there?
Oh, man. No.
Okay.
I don't know. Define Gold Coast. I think. I wasn't. I think it's a particular part that I did not go to.
For the first time ever, all Final 3 women share the same hotel suite.
That's interesting. That's kind of... By that point, it gets tense where they find some reason to dislike each other.
Or are they friends? Because some of them are friends.
Yeah. I kicked the bachelor habit, and then they got to go to Australia. It's going to make me tune in.
I know. You want to watch and say, like, I was there.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. I was there. Number one album and his seventh number one. Justin Bieber's Changes sold 231,000 copies.
Wow.
We watched...
That's crazy. A Bieber album only sells 230,000
copies. Yeah, right. And it's number one. Yeah. I watched a little Bieber over the weekend. We watched his Carpool Karaoke, and then we watched... He and James Corden did a choreography class with little kids. It's really funny.
Was Bieber teaching it?
No. Oh. The little kids were. So the little kid is in the front of the room, and then they have to mimic the moves that these kids did. And some of the kids were hilarious. There was one who did cartwheels. So Bieber's all in on the cartwheels, and James Corden is like, no. Not doing that. That's what happens after you're 40. You got to be careful with cartwheels.
I haven't done a cartwheel in 2 decades.
Quentin Tarantino and his wife welcomed a baby boy. Quentin is 56.
Wow.
There's still time.
I appreciate that.
That is Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. More online.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in February for just $10 a month and no contract or free enrollment. We talked about it at 6:40, but a lot of people weighed in on our text line. The Friends reunion is happening. You've waited 16 years, and it will be at the launch of HBO Max. We still don't have a date for it, but all 6 cast members negotiated as a group like they did back in the day to get their salaries raised to $1 million per episode. That was a record at the time. This will not be a scripted episode of Friends, which people were wondering. It's just going to be them sitting down, talking about their experiences with the show. And a couple people said they would much rather have a Friends episode, just one, like the one that happened 20 years later.
True, but this could lead to that.
And see what the actual characters are doing. Them sitting around talking is like a daytime TV show, not interested at all. And I said, I get it, but a long time ago they said they would never do another episode because people's expectations are so high, there's no way people wouldn't be disappointed.
I'm looking forward to it. Also, they're doing it with HBO, so maybe nudity.
Right, and cursing.
No, but I think Kevin's right. What if they do have a great time and go, all right, let's do something, let's do a movie, let's do a, you know, something.
Someone said, I think for the Friends reunion, a cool thing for them to talk about would be where they think their characters are now. Are Rachel and Ross married now? Did Monica and Chandler stay together? Did Joey ever find true love? I said, I know, but I'm also weird. I was one of those people that thought Rachel and Joey would be great together.
Mm.
She said, yes, I was one of those people that rooted for Rachel and Joey, but Ross and Rachel are lobsters. I know. If he could just not be so...
Ross?
Rossy. I would be better with it. But get excited. Mariah Carey and Ariana Grande no longer feuding. They kind of buried the hatchet back in December when Mariah had her on a video. Back about 3 years ago, someone asked Mariah Carey about the latest generation of amazing singers who can hit some notes like Mariah. And they asked about Demi Lovato and Ariana Grande, and she replied that she had never heard of them.
That's awesome.
Which is so untrue. And everyone's like, oh, Mariah's jealous.
I love it, though.
But Ariana Grande and Jim Carrey, Ariana posted a picture of the two of them together ahead of her guest appearance on his Showtime show, Kidding. And Mariah replied underneath with a comment, with my cousin Jim, who insists on misspelling our last name, and then like a laughing, crying emoji.
Hilarious.
Cracking jokes on Ariana's IG.
Hilarious.
I know.
I think Mariah Carey, everybody asks, you know, what's your dream dinner? Like, who are the people at the table? And I've got a variety of people, but I think there's a seat for Mariah Carey at my dream table.
You think so?
I just think I think she's fascinating.
Yeah,
I just want to take a sip of tea if they let me. They told me there would be tea. Oh,
like, out of her mind at times.
Oh, I love everything about her.
But unbelievably talented and really, really funny at times, too.
I don't want her sitting at my table. I want to see her doing a dinner party. Like, she talked about how she makes her Christmas breakfast with her sous chef.
Great. I love that stuff.
I love it. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey at my table at my dinner party. Just the three of us. BFFs, cracking jokes.
Love it.
I mean, I'm just like sitting there watching, trying not to get in the way.
Yeah.
What about you, Kevin?
I would say Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Yeah. You know?
Really?
Yeah, I think those guys are very, very funny guys.
Not Abraham Lincoln? I thought for sure you'd have like some presidents.
I'd like to have Abraham Lincoln, Jesus Christ, and Mark Twain if we're going with the dead people.
Baby Jesus and Will Ferrell. Mm-hmm.
Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly are the waiters.
That would be so great. The Weeknd coming to town, Enterprise Center on August 25th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 11 a.m. And guess what? We're going to have your tickets all weekend.
I get it.
Weekend, this weekend. Get excited, too, because Shawn Mendes says he's working on a new album.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is exciting.
Yeah. Justin Bieber's new album, Chances, number one. He sold about 250,000 copies. And number one at the box office this weekend, Sonic the Hedgehog. You know, sticking it to Harrison
Ford. I'd like
Ford.
To see it. Have either of you guys, will either of you guys see it with the kids?
My son loved it. He saw it with his meemaw.
Really?
And even she enjoyed it.
All about it. Yeah.
There's Sonic, what is it, all over Netflix? They must be pumping it pretty hard because I caught my daughter watching some Sonic the Hedgehog
cartoons
this weekend. And she's never watched it before. Disney World. If you're a Disney fanatic, it might be your dream to get married there. Well, that happened to one woman this weekend. And as she was about to walk into the reception room, she was escorted by none other than Lil Nas X.
Wow.
And his song Old Town Road started playing as they were walking in. He's dressed all in white, just like the bride. He has a white cowboy hat. And just as it happened, they're panning the crowd. And this woman at the end said, "What the bleep is happening right now?" I don't think she knew who, she doesn't know who Lil Nas X is, maybe. She was very confused. But he happened to be there. This is sweet. He was doing something with a group at Disney World for kids who have illnesses. Some of them are terminally ill. And he had a dance party with them. Crashed the dance party. He gave them all signed cowboy hats. Uh-huh. They got to sign his cowboy hat. They showed a video of him just having, like, and then they all got to sing Old Town Road together, which the kids were nuts about. So that was sweet.
That's awesome.
I mean, helping out kids and escorting a bride into a reception all in the same day, all in a day's work at Disney World. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. You can also get the podcast at our website, radio.com, and wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Lance Hildebrand, just ahead of celebrity birthdays, we're going to find out who is born on the same day as one Tim Convy, coming up in about 10.
Y98, it is celebrity birthday time. We already celebrated one, Tim Convy's birthday. But who does Tim share his birthday with? Well, he shares it with my wife's Aunt Shirley.
Nice.
Oh,
so happy
Aunt
birthday
Shirley.
To
nice.
You, Aunt Shirley. And there's a couple other people you may know as well. He also shares it with Billy Zane.
Oh, that's right.
You might
right.
remember him from The Phantom and, of course, Titanic.
We're running out of time. This extraordinary amount of net isn't letting any men on at all.
There's one on the other side letting men on.
Well, then, that's our play. We'll need some insurance first. Come on.
Zoolander is what I know him from.
Oh, that's right.
He should have played the, what is it? How about you, Billy Zane? Billy Zane is 51.
55. 54.
Billy
Zane. You might know him from the big fight that there was, I believe it was last year, it was McGregor and Mayweather. How old is boxing champ Floyd Mayweather?
Get him, baby!
That's what boxing sounds like. Man, that's a real tough one.
Yeah. How old can you box until?
I did some boxing a couple weeks ago.
40. No, 48.
Jen!
No, I was joking. I was joking that you just turned 40.
Oh.
48.
50? Floyd Mayweather?
Floyd Mayweather.
That's boxing right now?
Yeah, I think
I
you
have
can.
No idea.
I don't think he's that old. I think he's no probably 36.
43.
Oh.
43. Well, none of us did real well with that one. Yeah.
But we were about this. I was closer
that's
than
a tough
you
one.
Were.
For such a huge celebrity, that's a tough, because he's a professional athlete, but you're right. He's been, that's a tough one. Good work, Floyd.
Your next celebrity. How old is Edward James Olmos? You know him from Miami Vice, Battlestar Galactica, and of course, Stand and Deliver.
I heard about you. Are you the Finger Man? I'm the Finger Man too. You know what I can do? I know how to multiply by 9. 9 times 3. 1, 2, 3. What do you got? 27.
I love the room noise. He talked so low, the room noise is like...
He was up for an Academy Award for that and lost to Dustin Hoffman for Rain Man that year.
Oh.
Just better math. Dustin Hoffman was doing much more complicated math than Rain Man, which is that he had an advantage. So it's not totally fair. Also, Edward James almost known for the worst Super Bowl halftime show ever.
Oh, that's right.
If you ever
with Miami Sound Machine and Up With People?
I don't know. It was terrible.
He did like the history of something. Yeah.
He's old.
Yeah.
75?
70 was my first guess.
That's what I was going to say.
So we're just going to stay with
71.
73. Uh-huh. And finally, last but certainly not least, how old is the singer of Escape, Rupert Holmes? If you like piña
colada. Oh, no.
Saddest song ever. If you're not into yoga.
If you have half a brain. Uh,
67.
102.
I don't know what he looks like.
No clue.
I want to say 72.
73.
Oh.
So those are people that celebrate their birthday on our own Tim Convy. Convy's?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of great ones.
Yeah.
I got to say.
I know.
Hold on, let's see.
I was hoping to make the biggest dent on February 24th, but...
Kristen Davis from Sex and the City is born on your birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's big.
I don't have that.
40
on my list?
6.
No.
45.
55.
Yeah, sadly.
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sadly, you've got some that have passed. You mentioned George Harrison earlier, Steve Jobs, and Abe Vigoda.
Yep.
Man. All right. Lance
Hill. More birthday for me. No, not a birthday.
You're not right. Lance Hill ran with a final look at.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.